Nehemiah chapter 9. Now in the 24th day of this month the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, and with sackcloths and dirt upon them. And the descendants of Israel separated themselves from all strangers, and stood and confessed their sins, and the sins of their fathers. And they stood up in their place, and read in the book of the law of the Lord Jehovah their God 1/4 part of the day. 3 hours. And another 1/4 part. 3 hours. They confessed, and worshipped the Lord Jehovah their God. Then the Levites, Jeshua, and Bani, Kadmiel, Shabaniah, Buni, Sherbiah, Bani, and Shanani stood up upon the stairs, and cried with a loud voice to the Lord Jehovah their God. Then the Levites, Jeshua, and Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabniah, Sherbiah, Hodijah, Shabaniah, and Pethahiah, said, Stand up and bless the Lord Jehovah your God forever and ever, and blessed is your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. You, even you alone, are Lord Jehovah. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host multitudes the earth. And all things that are in it, the seas, and all that is in them, and you preserved them all. And the host multitudes of heaven worships you. You are the Lord Jehovah, the God, who chose Abram, and brought him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gave him the name of Abraham. And found his heart faithful before you, and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his descendants, and have performed your words. Because you are righteous. And, you, saw the affliction of our forefathers in Egypt, and heard their cry by the Red Sea. And showed signs and wonders upon Pharaoh, and on all his servants, and on all the people of his land. Because you knew that they dealt proudly against them. So you obtained for yourself a name, as it is this day. And you divided the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land. And their persecutors you threw into the deep, as a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover you led them in the day by a cloudy pillar. And in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way in which they should go. You came down also upon Mount Sinai, and spoke with them from heaven, and gave them right judgments, and true laws, good statutes and commandments. And made known to them your holy Sabbath, and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws, by the hand of Moses your servant. And gave them bread from heaven for their hunger, and brought forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and promised them that they should go in to possess the land which you had sworn to give them. But they and our forefathers dealt proudly, and became stubborn, and did not listen to your commandments. And refused to obey, neither were they mindful of your wonders that you did among them. But hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But you are a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and did not forsake them. Yes, when they had made for themselves a molten calf, and said, This is your God who brought you up out of Egypt, and had greatly provoked you. Yet you in your great mercies did not forsake them in the wilderness, the pillar of the cloud did not depart from them by day, to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night, to show them light, and the way in which they should go. You gave also your good spirit to instruct them, and did not withhold your manna from their mouths, and gave them water for their thirst. Yes, 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing, their clothes did not grow old, and their feet did not swell. Moreover you gave them kingdoms and nations, and divided them into corners, so they possessed the land of Sihon, and the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og king of Bashan. You also multiplied their children as the stars of heaven, and brought them into the land, concerning which you had promised to their forefathers, that they should go in to possess it. So the children went in and possessed the land, and you subdued before them the people who lived in the land, the Canaanites, and gave them into their hands, with their kings, and the people of the land, that they might do with them as they chose. And they took strong cities, and a fat land, and possessed houses full of all goods, dug wells, vineyards, and olive groves, and fruit trees in abundance. So they ate, and were filled, and became fat, and delighted themselves in your great goodness. Nevertheless they were disobedient, and rebelled against you, and cast your law behind their backs, and killed your prophets who testified against them to turn them back to you. And they greatly provoked you. Therefore you delivered them into the hand of their enemies, who troubled them, and in the time of their trouble, when they cried to you, you heard them from heaven, and according to your great mercies you gave them saviors, who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before you. Therefore you left them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the rule over them. Yet when they returned, and cried to you, you heard them from heaven, and many times you delivered them according to your mercies. And testified against them, that you might bring them again to your law. Yet they dealt proudly, and did not listen to your commandments, but sinned against your judgments, which if a man does them, he shall live in them, and withdrew the shoulder, and hardened their hearts, and would not listen. Yet many years you bore with them, and testified against them by your Spirit and your prophets. Yet they would not listen. Therefore you gave them into the hand of the people of the lands. Nevertheless, because of your great mercy's sake you did not completely consume them, nor forsake them, because you are a gracious and merciful God. Now therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, and the terrible God, who keeps covenant and mercy, do not let all the trouble seem little before you, that has come upon us, on our kings, on our princes, and on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, and on all your people, since the time of the kings of Assyria to this day. However, you are just in all that is brought upon us, because you have done right, but we have done wickedly. Neither have our kings, our princes, our priests, nor our fathers, kept your law, nor listened to your commandments and your testimonies, with which you testified against them. Because they have not served you in their kingdom, and in your great goodness that you gave them, and in the large and fat land which you gave before them, neither did they turn from their wicked works. Indeed, we are servants this day, and for the land that you gave to our forefathers to eat its fruit and its goodness, indeed, we are servants in it. And it yields much increase to the kings whom you have set over us because of our sins. Also they have rule over our bodies, and over our cattle, at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. And because of all this we make a sure covenant, and write it, and our princes, Levites, and priests, signed it.